It's 88.5 KCSN, and we have a very special guest in studio today. Gabe Dixon has joined us. You decided to, quote, go solo, and you did that pretty much at the same time you became a father for the first time.
Yeah.
Was it a question of too many mouths to feed, or was that just coincidental?
It was a lot of things that happened at once. The bass player I'd been playing with for 10 years kind of decided he wanted to focus on another project with his wife. And then my wife got pregnant, and Jono, the drummer, moved to New York. So I thought, you know, I could have tried to keep it together, but I thought this just seems like the time to change things around and do the thing where, you know, you get with a producer and just bring your songs in instead of getting with a band and arranging them and then going to a producer. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the approach I took this time.
And I'm going to assume that, like as the case is with most first-time fathers, having a child definitely informs your sensibilities and changes your perspective on a lot of things, yes?
Yeah. I mean, it was really the most profound thing I've ever experienced and continue to experience, you know. I don't want to go too much into the whole experience, but it was so profound. And anytime there's that kind of experience in your life, whether it's, you know, someone breaking up with someone or falling in love or having a child or, you know, a loved one passing away or whatever it is, it's bound to kind of shake you up. And if you're a creative type like me, you know, I'm going to write a few songs about it, you know.
So were any of the songs on One Spark, your latest record, do any of those touch on this subject or any subjects that you just mentioned? You ran off the litany of what inspires you. Is there a song that comes from one of those above-mentioned categories?
Yeah, well, I mean, I did write one song that's just about my son, but it didn't end up on the album. But the song, my favorite, is kind of about my wife and our experience together and kind of growing together with Liam, you know, with my son. And then songs like Perpetual Motion, which is sort of about, hey, wait a minute, you know, I think I want to be home, you know, I don't know that how much traveling I want to do these days, and kind of, you know, struggling with that. Holiday is a song that I wrote kind of just in the midst of a baby haze, I guess, you know, the first 3 months of just being totally sleep deprived and like, oh my God, you know, how can we get away from this and get back to, you know, some sanity, you know. I think you'll see the theme running throughout the record, even though it's not always overt, you know.
Right. Well, why don't you play us one of the songs now that you feel comfortable playing? Which one do you think you want to start off with?
We can start off with my favorite.
Why actually. Don't we?
Favorite song is the one I write for you. It's the one I haven't finished yet. I hope I never do. My favorite words are the ones you say to me, gentle as a summer breeze, certain as the sea. And I haven't found the perfect way to show you how I feel, but I'll try and try again until I do. My favorite night is the one that's just ahead. I can hardly wait to lie beside you in our bed. My favorite life is the one that we have made. Together now we're intertwined with every passing day. And I haven't found the perfect way to show you how I feel, but I'll try and try again until I do. Your eyes last time. My favorite, my favorite. Your smile, your tears, all your dreams and fears. My favorite, my favorite. My favorite game to play is wondering what's there inside your mind. I play it every day. I hope I'm getting better. Even more than that, I hope I get to play it for a long, long time. And try forever till I do. You laugh, you sigh the way you say goodbye. My favorite, my favorite. Your eyes, they shine. I knew from the first time.
That was tremendous. Gabe Dixon is joining us here on 88.5 KCSN. And that, of course, is a song you've heard a lot on KCSN. My favorite, an apropos way to start out today's session with Gabe. You were mentioning songwriting, and as you approach this album as a solo artist, you know, you got to bring songs and collaborate with your producer. You also collaborated with a couple of co-writers. You worked with some people that we're certainly familiar with. You had Star Sailor's James Walsh. You worked with Dan Wilson. Many know him from Semisonic, but of late he's really done a remarkable job as a songwriter and, you know, co-writing songs with others. Yeah. How did those connections come together?
Well, Dan Wilson and I have been writing together for quite some time. He was one of the first co-writers I ever wrote with. And so, you know, this was just kind of, I mean, for this album, I had to at least get together for a few days and try and write with Dan. And so he's just so brilliant as a writer. And I a lot of times I'll save my most personal and kind of best ideas for him because I know he's so respectful of my voice as an artist, you know, and we really have a nice kind of collaboration going on. And then as far as James Walsh from Star Sailor, I took a trip with Marshall, my producer, to the UK a few months before we recorded the album, and I had never really spent any time there, but I set up a bunch of co-writing sessions with different people. Ian Archer is one of them from Tired Pony and Snow Patrol, and then and James, yeah, James was just somebody that I liked, and we had a mutual friend, and so set it up. I'd never met the guy. We just got together and wrote for a couple of days and ended up with I Can See You Shine, which is a fun song.
Well, you know, that's always interesting. Now, not only did you have some people you collaborated with in terms of writing, but you've worked with some pretty impressive and some might say imposing artists, including on this record. You had Alison Krauss come in and do vocals. I have to imagine that anyone who goes into a room knowing I'm going to be singing with Alison Krauss has to bring their A game, yes?
Well, yeah. No, yeah, I mean, I was just honored that she wanted to do it. I mean, I couldn't. I knew that she was a fan of my last album, and I've played a few dates with her, like, as her keyboard player in Union Station. And, you know, so I just had this song that I needed a female vocal, and she was just the first person I called, and I didn't necessarily expect her to say yes, you know, but she said absolutely. She came in and was just a total pro, and we were done pretty quickly with the vocal. So I had already sung my vocal, you know, so it was just a matter of her going in and matching my phrasing, and she was just awesome, of course.
Oh, that's just tremendous. I mean, it speaks well of the recognition that you are getting from peers. You know, you mentioned playing with Allison and sitting in on keyboards on Union Station. You've also had, you know, it's pretty well documented that Paul McCartney admires your work and has asked you to play with him and play with him. And you know, that has to be a penultimate feeling for any artist to have the guy say, your piano works great. Would you play with me?
Yeah, that was just an unbelievable experience to get to do that. I was signed to Warner Brothers Records, and he and I had the same producer, and so I was doing my band's album, and David Kahn, the producer, was producing Paul's album the next month. So I just jumped on, and we got to I got to hang out. I thought it would just be, oh yeah, I'll play some keyboards, you know, go in for a day or two and whatever. But it was like 6 weeks hanging out in the studio with Paul McCartney, you know. And he's just a really, really gracious guy. And I mean, I grew up, that was the first band I really fell in love with, was the Beatles, you know. So to get to play with him was, I was pinching myself the whole time.
Were there moments where, you know, as you were sitting in on a session, you found yourself just sitting there and going, wait.
Oh, yeah.
I'm actually supposed to play here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, for the first 5 minutes after meeting him, I didn't think I could actually go through with it. I mean, it was that intense, like, here he is, you know. It's like meeting a, I was talking to Rusty, the guitar player, it was kind of like meeting a cartoon character, you know, because it's somebody you've seen your whole life,
right?
And you feel like you know, and there they are standing in front of you. But yeah, and we'd had, there were some moments, like, I remember one day we were just jamming around, we had to learn something for it was somebody's birthday, and so it was one of, it was like one of the engineers' birthday, and so Paul said, let's play, you know, it's your birthday, you know, say it's your birthday, you know. Right. And so we did that, and I look over and there's Paul playing, and it's like, this is crazy, you know. I don't believe
you're
I'm
sitting
here
in for Billy.
Yeah.
And that, right. And that particular take on it,
right.
Well, that must have been tremendous. I mean, I can only imagine, you know, even as it's happening, you don't believe it, but now you know you got that going for you, which is nice. Let's listen to another song that you want to play today. What strikes you? What has the moves got in mind for you?
Strikes me. Well, since you said strike, I think I'll try this one.
Aha.
Called Strike. It's the first track on the album. It's just kind of, I wrote it with Ian Archer. It's kind of just a song about just meeting somebody and just being blown away, floored by just how much you're falling for them. And, you know, so I'll let the song speak for itself. It's called Strike.
Lightning in your eyes, but there's no sign of rain. Gotta wonder why I haven't seen you again. Every day I look for a sign that you're looking for me. Feels like you broke down my door in the night. Went through my stuff, every corner of my life. Now I think I know how a head-on collision can feel. Whoa. Burning like an iron in the fire. Bend me or break me, just don't leave a scar. Every little cell in my body is singing for you. first time I saw you, yeah, it hit me deep down. Felt like a piano slammed me straight into the ground. Pick up all the pieces and get me back into me. Come on, strike up all my dreams, yeah. Oh, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Everything changes with just one strike. Everything changes with just one strike. Everything changes with just one strike, you see. Changes with just one strike. You know you don't have to keep it all inside. One little spark can make a thousand more degrees. Strike a match and light my heart up. Strike a chord and I will sing. 'Cause you got me looking awestruck. So come on, strike up all my dreams. So come on, strike up all my dreams. Oh, come on now. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
We always allow the sustain to finish here. It's our way of respecting the music.
Okay, good.
It's Gabe Dixon here with us on 88.5 KCSN, and that was a song called Strike. Now, they got you pretty busy, as you know, as you've come to know, when you hit Los Angeles, there's not a lot of lollygagging. You're going to be doing Jimmy Kimmel tomorrow night.
That's right.
We already discussed that Gabe's going to be out shopping for a nice new shirt that'll look real good, real purdy on TV tomorrow. And then you're going to be playing tonight at the Hotel Cafe.
Yeah.
And it's a room that you've played and know and love and certainly has a wonderfully intimate feel. We want to make sure that those of you in the listening audience head on down there tonight, because Gabe Dixon is a special artist. You've heard some of the things we've talked about how he's gotten to this point so far in his career, and you've been hearing his new album a lot and previous records here on 88.5 KCSN. But we really encourage you to stop in to see him tonight at Hotel Cafe. He's doing the early show, which I love. Yeah. There's another thing I love about Hotel Cafe, you know.
The early show?
Yeah, the wheels come off me, you know, when it starts getting too late. I don't have the wheels I used to have. Now, when you're playing Hotel Cafe tonight...
It's going to be 7 o'clock, by the way.
See?
7 o'clock.
That's why
pretty early.
You know what? Maybe early for you. Perfect for me.
Good. All right. That works.
You were going to show us that you're not just a piano man. We were kind of going to wrap up the session today with a song in which you are going to show you're a multi-versatile performer. That not only do you play piano, but you'll throw in a guitar and actually... play piano and guitar during the same song. So you're kind of ambidextrous in this regard, yeah?
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see. We'll see how this goes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll give this a shot. I'm going to just make sure I don't...
We're figuring out the logistics of how he's going to do his basic Rick Wakeman here.
Right. Yeah, this should work. Yeah, I just started playing guitar last year, so I'm getting better at it. Of course, they think it looks visually interesting over at my management and label, so they're asking me to play it on Jimmy Kimmel, so I'm extremely nervous about that, but I think I'll be okay.
Hey, you should be nervous about doing it on this Kimmel.
Well,
that's a breeze.
Well, I'm just constantly nervous is what I'm trying to tell you.
That's all right.
So should I go ahead and do this one?
Yeah, hit it, man.
This is about being on the road. It's called Running on Fumes.
Whoa! Whoa, 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 your candy seats of sandy in the car that we drove from the South Pier. Hitched a ride with the band and decided to stay for just another year. We get up to go downtown, apparitions in the night. Running round with the sound of your voice in the choice between wrong and right. And I'm running on fumes, trying to make it through, trying to get back to you. I know I gotta make it soon, yes I do. Running on fumes, whoa, whoa. Running on fumes, whoa, whoa. Red sun sinking sets me thinking about direction, connections they come and go. Bleary eyed I come to realize the road keeps heading home. Looking up from the inside, life can be a lonesome dream. Oh, bug it and crank it up, hum along like a motor in a mad machine. And I'm running on fumes, trying to make it through, trying to get back to you. I know I gotta make it soon, yes I do. Running on fumes, yeah, 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 yeah. Running on fumes. I'm gonna leave it all behind, down to my last alibi, alibi. Candy seats of sandy in the car that we drove from the South Pier. Hitched a ride with the band and decided to stay for just another year. I've been running on fumes, trying to make it through, trying to get back to you. I know I gotta make it soon, I know I gotta make it soon. I've been running on fumes, trying to make it through, trying to get back to you. I know I gotta make it soon, yeah. Running on fumes, running on fumes, oh yeah. Running on fumes, ooh, running on fumes, whoa.
Gentlemen, live from KCSN in the studio. Gabe, you know, we really appreciate you coming out here. We really admire your music, and certainly anyone who's listening, I can't encourage you enough. Obviously, the easy thing to tomorrow is you can watch Kimmel, you know, but hey, if you really want to feel what the guy's all about, you got to come out to the Hotel Cafe tonight, because you'll get to see what we're seeing, which is an artist who throws everything into his song, plays a wicked keyboard. And you know what? You're getting pretty good at the guitar. Don't discount your abilities on that instrument, my friend.
I'm working on it, working on it. Always can be better, but I appreciate that.
We appreciate you coming by. Gabe Dixon, the album is entitled One Spark. You'll see him tonight at Hotel Cafe. And, of course, tomorrow night on Jimmy Kimmel. And we want to thank you again for coming out to 88.5 KCSN.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You got it.